Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. One preseason game in the books, and we got another one coming up soon, so let's get to your questions. The first one comes from Twitter. @Eric_Simmons asks, who looked the best on Friday night against the Texans? I have a few guys who stood out to me. Let's start with Cordarrelle Patterson, who started the game with a 50-yard kickoff return. He also had 54 receiving yards on the night and looked good catching passes. Zach Line, a 61-yard touchdown rumble, and he couldn't have done it without Steven Burton, who did a great job blocking downfield, but also did a great job in the receiving game. He was one of our leaders catching passes. I thought those three guys were standouts for the Vikings. Our next question comes from Jane in Fargo. Why didn't Ponder play more snaps on Friday night? He's our starter, but everyone needs the practice. That was the Vikings' plan going into the game, only one series for Christian Ponder, and what you have to remember is, it's not just about Christian, it's about all the other players too. And if all the other first-teamers weren't going to play more snaps, it doesn't make sense to run Christian out there with the backups, because he's not going to play with those guys during the season. I expect to see a lot more from the starters on Friday night in Buffalo. Our next question comes from Twitter. Scott asks, what did you think of Gerald Hodges? If Bishop can't play, is Hodges the front runner for that spot? I actually thought Gerald Hodges played pretty well. It was his first preseason game, and everyone talks about his ability against the pass, but he also played well against the run. Now, I'm not sure if Bishop, the starting linebacker, can't play. I'm not sure it'll be Hodges who steps in. It could also be Marvin Mitchell. That job hasn't been decided yet. We have lots of training camp to go, even when we get back to Winter Park, so that job will be won down the line. Our next question also comes from Twitter. @PurplePain26 asks, the way Rick Spielman is talking about Webb, it sounds like he's already a lock to be on the team. What do you think? I don't think anyone's a lock to make the team, especially Joe Webb, who's switching from quarterback to receiver, but I will say Webb has impressed with his ability to make that transition. I think Webb has a great chance to make the team, and if he does, he gives the Vikings a little bit of a changeup on game day, because we all know he can play quarterback too. It gives Bill Musgrave the ability to get creative with his game plan. Our next question comes from Jamie in Colorado Springs. What do you expect to see on Friday night? I expect, as I said earlier, to see a lot more from the starters on Friday night. Leslie said they could play into the second quarter, and I expect those starters to look clean and sharp and crisp, no mental errors. There might not be a bunch of touchdowns. It might not be a shutout, but you want the guys to execute their assignments cleanly, don't get injured, and don't commit any penalties. If the Vikings can do that in the second preseason game, I think that's a win. Our last question comes from Lori in Sacramento. Did Zach Line clinch a spot on the roster with that 61-yard touchdown against Houston? I don't think one play is going to clinch a roster spot for Zach Line. I mean, remember, he's a fullback and he's behind our Pro Bowler, Jerome Felton. So it's a long way to go for Zach to make the roster. But that touchdown last week certainly didn't hurt. And Zach has actually had a pretty good training camp. Vikings general manager Rick Spielman called Zach Line an old-school football player. I think that's a good omen for Zach. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but when we return to Winter Park, the Pick Six is also going to return. So submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and maybe we'll see yours in next week's edition of the Pick Six. And our last question comes, I can't see it. Sorry.